Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Happy Thursday to everyone and happy football. 1 week from today, the NFL.
Yeah. How's that feel?
Kicks off.
Tickles your marbles, doesn't it?
Son of a Mitch ball.
Yeah.
What is this, three?
At least. You know what? I've lost my zest even for that, for the son of a Mitch ball.
You're just quarterbacked
out.
You're quarterbacked out.
I've lost my zest for a lot of stuff, but football's not one of them.
Yeah, you had a rough day yesterday arguing.
I'm tired. I'm just tired of it. Name somebody and let's play.
Well, here's what. It's funny you mentioned that because and our buddy Dan Weeder is coming on the air at 3 o'clock today because this thing's over now and it's probably over in their minds.
No. It's not over until they get to the grease board and they get the film out and they write every play. Shush. Come on.
I know. You haven't bought that.
I haven't bought it for 10 days, 2 weeks.
You think a decision's been made? I've compared it to the Boylan firing, that they've just got to show you busy work, you know, to just get it approved by their bosses. I don't know. Maybe they're just, like everyone's been saying on this radio station, maybe they're less competent than even we think.
Listen, I told you that yesterday or the day before. Here's what scares me most, is that they really truly don't know. And think about the lack of confidence you would have in the process and all of the people involved if, in fact, they don't know already that they've got to go back and look at all of the film and make that decision. That, to me, sounds very junior high, high school-ish. And that's why I don't believe it. And that's why I'm not accusing Matt and his coaches to be high school coaches. What I'm saying to you is the message that is coming out to me, I don't believe. I think that's a front. You're representing that this has been and I'm not suggesting that it hasn't been a fair competition. I'm just telling you, I think that those guys on the offensive side of the football, those coaches, have known in their minds who's going to start for the last week to 10 days.
All right, let's play our favorite game, at least from the last 24 hours. Try to make Waddle crack. Try to break Waddle. 312-332-3776.
I'm unbreakable today.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
332-3776 with your Bears quarterback takes and thoughts.
So those things, just so you know, I'll give you a little heads up, and I'll sprinkle some crumbs, okay, so you can follow the trail. The things that get to me most are repetitive arguments.
Well, are there new arguments?
That I've made myself for the last 12 months, okay?
Well, but there are new listeners jumping aboard every time.
No, that's fine.
Are you expecting us to write a book on all your thoughts?
No, but if you give me the same argument over and over again, then you may ignite the fire.
Okay?
I forgot the other thing.
That's it?
There was two things. It was repetitive, and there was something else that I'm sure I'll remember before the segment's over.
So the number to get in is 312-332-3776. There have been some on the Bears beat who believe that a decision could be made this weekend, or at least publicized this weekend. Maybe we find out Saturday. Maybe we find out Sunday.
I read Adam Johns' article on The Athletic, and he had predicted that Nick Foles will ultimately be the choice.
Is that what it was? Like, we were confused. Abdallah and I were trying to sort through it. We were confused. And like I was saying about Dan Weeder, who's joining us at 3, I never got this out, Waddle. This is not a slight on Dan, so don't spin it that way. Don't play your little radio tricks where you're going to make it seem like I'm ripping Dan on
me?
This.
Is that you're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
All right, don't rip Dan.
But listen to my thought. Today he had a column, 10 reasons why it's Trubisky. And then tomorrow he's doing 9 reasons why it's Foles. You get it with the uniform.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's good.
It's cute.
That's really good.
It's cute. It's nice. It's fun. And I got to number 4 today on Dan's piece about Mitch, and I dozed off. I dozed off in the middle of the
It's the same conversation, right?
Tell me who it is.
Sounds like you've been broken as well, my friend.
A little bit. I mean, I'm more sleepy than angry, like you are. But it's just now about, you know, why and so I just.
You're sounding a lot like I did the other day.
This is like a dude. This is like my old life. This was like my life before I met my wife, where I'm 40 and I still don't have a future companion. And after every bad day, you kind of take an investment or you look back on what your life has been. And you say, am I ever going to find the right one? This is what I've done lately with Bears quarterbacking.
I don't even know if you need to find the right one. Just find one.
Like I've how I used to take stock on my dating life. So like now I even sent out a Toyota Twitter poll, and there's a couple out there today, on your favorite all-time quarterback derbies from the Bears. And I've done the last four. I put the last four out there. I did Foles versus Trubisky. I did Cutler versus McCown, if that was even a derby. We did argue a lot about that, you and I specifically, too. Rex against Orton and Walsh versus Kramer. So you can vote and visit your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer. Like, I'm just...
That's a lot of quarterback controversy.
I'm reflecting and I'm in this self-misery mode of being a Bears fan right now. Over the weeks of wondering if it's Foles and Trubisky.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
And just the quote from the one that JD sent out today, Bears coach Matt Nagy on the soon-to-be-reached quarterback verdict, quote, I think both of these quarterbacks have done a good job at making it difficult. And I don't think he meant to make it sound bad, but, like, you know, I know he's trying to dress it up, but they've made it difficult because neither of these guys have stood out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tweeted out, making it difficult since 1920, Bears quarterbacks. You know, get the T-shirts out.
Yeah, I just, again, the thing I feel strongest about is that this is not up. It's not up for grabs still. This has been determined, in my humble opinion.
Are you guys broke, Black and Abdallah? Where are you guys? Waddle snapped yesterday, and he got angry. I'm more of a taking a stock of my history mode as a Bears fan. Where are you two right now with this?
I am not broken, Sylvie, but I am skeptical of how this team will get to 11 wins, how they'll get to 10 wins. You know, if you run through the schedule and you kind of look at what we have and this offense needs to improve and the quarterback play clearly is up in the air at this moment, I'm finding it hard to believe that this team's going to have this jump in improvement in wins from what we saw last year, which was a 500
team. Let's be average on offense. That's my battle cry. Let's be average. And average last year was 354 yards and 22.6 points per game, I believe.
But what,
be average on offense, and you got a chance to win some games.
I agree, but you guys just laid out that clearly, does it sound like the quarterbacks have been average in camp?
No. And we don't know who the running back is.
Right.
We don't know how good this offensive line is. You know, we don't know who the secondary target is next to Allen Robinson.
But I'm not broken, though, with the quarterback thing, because I know that they're both, at best, they're average quarterbacks.
Guys, that's my point. So the argument to me is it's just repetitive nonsense right now. I'm just giggling at the fact that they're all going to, you know what, you're going to go get some sandwiches, and we're going to bring some snacks.
Sleepover.
And we're going to sit in and we're going to...
Yeah.
I find that really hard to believe. Well, having played some football in my life, been around the sport for a long time, I feel it's very unlikely that they still, as an offensive staff, don't know who the starting quarterback is.
I feel like I'm going to be that caller that calls in, and you're like, guys, I got 3 points. And we all roll our eyes because we're like, this guy's going to take 5 minutes. And so I've got 3 points. My first point is this. I think that this is all window dressing for Pace. I think that Nagy, like... When Pace walks onto the field to evaluate the quarterbacks in practice, Nagy does this. Ah, oh, crap! Like
hey, when your boss comes out.
Yeah, like I feel like he's just doing this, and he's like, "Look, we don't know because I have to sit down in this dumb meeting this weekend and go through all these stupid plays when I know who I want it to be because one guy who I know and one guy who I know can't do it." My second point is this, and thank you for your time, gentlemen. My second point is
my first point at number one and B.
And B, my second point is I still don't understand why there is this faction of fans out there who have a rooting interest in who the quarterback is going to be on a personal level. You can have your guy, and this is part of my third point, is I have a guy because I think it should be Nick Foles because I know what Trubisky is. I've watched football for the last 3 years, and I know what Trubisky is. And even if he makes great strides, which by all accounts he has not, I still know who Trubisky is. But at the same time, if it's Trubisky, it's not like it's going to hurt me personally. It's not like someone's breaking up with me or something like I'm not going to be heartbroken if it's Trubisky. But at the same time, there are people out there that are going to be standing at the top of the mountain looking down as if it's like, see, it was Trubisky. We told you all along. And you
I can't wait. Right? I can't wait.
And it's it's just going to be like, okay, like, here's what's going to happen. It's Labor Day weekend, right? This is going to be a Labor Day news dump, either Sunday evening, Monday morning, Labor Day barbecue news dump, okay? And I'm not going to be on Twitter. I'm going to be in my kiddie pool, soaking up the sun, having a few pops, a few sodas, if you will. And
where are you from? Are you from Boston?
I'm from wherever.
Yeah.
I'm from wherever they drink things. And I'm going to
have a couple of plops.
I'm going to look at my phone and I'm going to see a ton of notifications all of a sudden because it's going to be everybody saying, look, see, it's Trubisky. Bah, ha, take that, take that, take that, take that. And not to
you
name
know
what,
he's going
to
do a video. You know he's going to do a recap on the quarterback situation if it's Trubisky.
And you know what my response is going to be? It's going to be Tommy Lee Jones in the fugitive. I don't care. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter to me.
You're
going to
cutty everybody.
It doesn't matter.
So if Nick Foles gets the job, you're not going to do a victory dance.
I'm not going to do a victory dance. No, because cool. Now winning. Now beat the Lions. Because that's all that matters.
Oh, I have a stat for you, too.
Sounds like it sounds like everyone's had a little bit too much of the quarterback. Sounds like everyone's feeling the way I felt.
No, because this is it. It's like Dave Matthews Band or Fish or one of these things.
Get to the next song already?
No. It's not the band that I dislike. It's the fans. It's the fans.
Oh, really?
Nailed it. Okay. He nailed it with that.
You know what? There you go. Okay, now I'm connected.
Obnoxious. Well, what's wrong with the Dave Matthews Band fans?
Our boss is a Dave Matthews Band.
How about the Fish fans?
It's like, dude, they're the greatest band ever. You need to hear this. Or it's like hockey fans. When I would listen, lifelong Blackhawks fan, but when I start talking hockey, people are like, stay out of our sport. Okay, well, listen. I'm sick of the fans. I'm sick of the fans. I want to be a fan of the team.
That's not a good advertisement for the show.
No. I'm sick of the Trubisky fans, and I just don't need it. I don't need it anymore.
Sounds like someone's had enough.
I've had enough of the fans.
I think a bell is broken. Yeah.
I think you are officially broken as well. Welcome to the club.
But it's only one faction. It's the Trubisky fans that I've had enough of. I love Bears fans. Listen, I love them. Love Bears fans. I'm sick of the Trubisky truthers.
I've been to one Dave Matthews Band concert. I like Dave Matthews. I'm not like any sort of a groupie. When his music comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good song. Turn it up. I went to one, and I thought the analogy you were going for is how long he goes for each song. It's like, I like a good jam, but okay, look, can we get to the next song already?
Sylvie, I've seen George Clinton. I saw a 45-minute set with 2.5 songs.
Oh, really?
Clinton didn't know where he was.
Play the song you want to jam a little bit. So, like, with this quarterback thing, okay, enough. Can we get to the next chapter? Can we name the quarterback and move on to the Lions?
Now you guys are speaking my language. What took you so long?
All right, Spencer, Wally, we're going to start with you guys. 3-1. Let's play this round of can you make Waddle crack?
I think you just made him dollar crack.
I think we're all kind of cracking. Yeah. In just different ways. 312-332-3776. Who do you think it's going to be? Are you sick of this already?
Yes.
And to Bleck's point, Bleck is just worried in general that he doesn't see a road to 11 or 12. Like, forget even the quarterback thing. We haven't even scratched the surface with the rest of the team because of this mediocre quarterback derby. So we want to hear from you at 332-3776. Dan Wiederer, 3. We've got some plays for you today, guys. Doug Kazarian's going to join us from Vegas. He's moved the show to Vegas. We're going to have some Sox talk. I'm here today, guys, to talk Sox fans off the ledge, believe it or not. And we'll recap what the Cubs are doing in Pittsburgh. All that coming up on Waddle and Sylvie.
Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Brad wants to talk to us about the Bears and the quarterback issue. Greg, what's going on, my man?
We all want Patrick Mahomes. We all want that. But this is the cards we're dealt. And, yeah, there's got to be an opinion one way or another. That's sports talk radio. But it's an important one. And I think there is the possibility that Mitch has been stepping up. And just because we're not getting the flowers thrown at him in the quotes in the newspapers.
Fine, then name him your starter and play, for Christ's sake. I'm tired of it. It's so silly.
I understand like at this that. Point, I'm sorry you're I'll tired buy, of it, but to me,
Greg, I'll go buy a number 10 jersey with Mitch's name on the back if you just name him today. Name him today and let's go play.
So to the psychology behind Nagy, not announcing it and giving the keys to Mitch is him holding his feet to the fire, not giving him the all.
Is that him we're losing? Are we losing him? I wanted to make sure that was
like, and I love Greg, but like, I'm not, you see, for days now, I have not even gotten into the conversation of Nick versus Mitch.
Foles Trubisky quarterback derby has literally made Waddle have a mental breakdown in front of us all. I think you just had a mental breakdown. I think you're so frustrated with this.
I'm just frustrated with the same argument from people over and over again. It's a silly argument.
How did I get here?
Yeah, well done.
Let it breathe. All right, listen, again, the concept of holding a 26-year-old's feet to the fire in professional football also makes my hair leave my body. Like, my hair just spontaneously left my body.
I want to tell you, I'll share with you later because I want to get to these calls. My favorite argument so far. We should do a list of our favorite points brought up in the quarterback competition. Go around the room, pick your one favorite argument because I have one, and then we'll do that later. Spencer in Lakeview, can you make Waddle crack?
Hey boys, so great to be on. First off,
by the way, I like the name Spencer. I think that's a good name.
Thank you. I'll tell my mom later. I'll thank her later.
By the way, I think it's also a name that goes well, and don't take this the wrong way, if whether you're a guy or a gal, I think it's a name that I like. So tip of the cap to the name Spencer.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Waddle.
You're welcome.
So, Sylvie Strong, all day,
thank
every
you,
day,
Spencer.
I want to get that out first
Appreciate
and foremost. So, I agree the quarterback is the most important position. We got to know who's QB, but I'm a Bears fan, and I feel either one, whoever is starting, will still struggle to get into the red zone. And then also, if we do get into the red zone, score that touchdown. So, I'm going to back up my boy Adam Abdallah, and I'm going to say if we're not going to get those 7 points, those 3 points from our kicker will be even more crucial. So, we got to bring up that kicker competition, boys. You got to know who's kicking, because that 30-yard field goal could cost us the season. You know, we got a couple bozos out there. I'm not sure, boys, you know. So if we get the quarterback situation down, that's fine. But we got to have somebody that can kick the ball through
Cairo
the upright.
Santos so, is going to get the
no,
job,
100%
isn't he?
Agree with Spencer, because we're not focusing on the real controversy here, the real battle. I need Nagy and Pace analyzing kicker tape this weekend, not quarterback tape. We know who the quarterback is. That's easy.
Who's the quarterback?
It's Nick Foles. Get out of here.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. That's the easiest question. Ask any. Find me a person that watches football and goes, no, it's you're right. Trubisky's, the guy who lost the Sun Bowl. Go ahead.
Well, wait a minute, Abdallah. Do you believe
that was a great line? Excuse me,
from John Greenberg,
who said, "Listen, I got a guy who won the Super Bowl and a guy who lost the Sun Bowl.
The guy who couldn't win a battle until he was a senior at North Carolina."
Okay,
hold on, Waddle. Maybe Nagy wanted to do this to distract Pace with a field goal kicking competition.
God, I can't wait till Sunday and this is announced and we can move on.
Hey, Ryan, we got to have another kicker derby. Maybe this wasn't a conspiracy against the media to get us talking about something else, Abdallah. Maybe this was to distract Pace while he names Foles the starting quarterback.
I mean, is it that hard to distract Pace? just didn't the Saints do that with Kamara? Didn't the Jags do that by cutting Fournette?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think you've all cracked as well. I think everybody's cracked. I
we're
think
all loopy have, now. Yeah, we
I
are.
Think you've
we're,
all
we're,
cracked.
We're quite about
all,
loopy.
You know, you've all been, you know, spoon-fed this quarterback competition that, oh, my God, we don't know who it's going to be.
Mike in Norwood Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sylvie, God bless you, man. You're the real warrior. Besides
thanks,
all
Mike.
This talk of sports and athletes and et cetera, you're fighting the fight, and you're winning.
Yeah, well, so, I appreciate that. Anyone in my position would do the same. Thanks, Mike.
Yes, but certain guys that I know, the mindset has to be, I want it out of my system, you know? And that's where the warrior mentality comes in. So I give you all the credit in the world. God bless.
Well,
I don't know
that.
If I'm going to make you crack, man. I think I've cracked. But listen, I'll keep it short and sweet. This is a weird year of sports, period. It's going to be a weird football season, et cetera. I am tired of having a top 10 defense with nobody that can get the ball to the receivers, okay? I knew Trubisky was going to be nothing more than a backup when he got drafted. How Pace is still here, I have no idea. But I'm tired of the recycled garbage. Every year, he's going to get better. He's going to get better. This guy's going to get better. He's a backup. He's not a franchise quarterback. We've been saying about the Cubs. I'm a Cubs fan. All 2016, they haven't really done much, and they haven't. Put Foles in. See how he commands this offense. We know we have some weapons, and see what he can do. The man has won a Super Bowl. Let's not look past that. Regardless of him being a starter, franchise quarterback, nah, he's not one either. But he has been in prime time. He's won the elite, and he did pretty damn good when he got there. So I will shut up. God bless you guys. I look forward to hearing what you got to say.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you. Yeah. And look, he's had a really good season when he was the starter in Philly years ago, and then he had one of the better postseasons ever.
Look, but again, when the trade was made, I just cautioned everyone. They didn't just acquire Aaron Rodgers. And I know what you're going to say. Well, that's obvious. Well, some people need to be reminded of that. There's a reason why Nick was available.
Right.
So this is going to be an imperfect quarterback room, regardless of who's there. I felt from the start this was about trust. It's the reason why I think Matt made a change or two on his coaching and his coaching staff. You brought in John DeFilippo. You brought in Bill Lazor. You brought in Juan Castillo, guys that Matt trusts and is familiar with. They did the same with the quarterback because they weren't comfortable with what they saw last year. That's what led me to make the statement that I believe Nick was going to be their starting quarterback. It wasn't because I think Nick is some sort of perennial all-pro quarterback. I look at this as a situation of trust. You got a really good defense. People will argue however they want, okay? Well, that defense isn't elite. Oh, whatever. In 2018, they were vicious and elite. Last year, they weren't as elite and as vicious. They gave up 18.5 points per game. I'll ride with that every day and twice on Sunday. What they need is solid play. They need consistency. They need somebody. I'm saying just like at the baseline. You need somebody that you can trust. Maybe he's not a superstar. Maybe he won't make that throw that ends up winning the game, but he also won't misread what he sees and cost you a game. That's what I think that they are, what they were looking for as a team.
You want Foles to be average, just like you've been saying.
That's the baseline.
Right. Connor and Lombard, you're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Connor.
Hey, first-time caller. Just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this. You know, that's the difference between, you know, a team like the Bears and a team like the Patriots, you know. All year, you know, we kind of were thinking or hearing about how, you know, Jared Stidham might be the guy. You know, they make a move to go get Cam Newton, and now everyone's talking about, you know, Cam Newton's the guy. He's going to take that team this year. Why can't the Bears just come out and make a decision? Doesn't matter what the people think. Just come out, say who they decided. Everyone knows they've made the decision for a couple weeks. Now, come on, season's coming up. Let's get it going. Let's name a quarterback, and let's get going.
You well, know, I would say this, though, Connor. I think that the Patriots have done the same thing. They really haven't filled you in, but there's a difference there. Bill Belichick's got 6 rings. So if Bill Belichick, when you ask him a question about the, hey, Bill, how's the quarterback competition going? And he goes, I don't know. You really don't bat an eye because he's Bill Belichick. When we do that, I'm like, well, look, we don't have the track record, so this is silly. Just name someone and let that guy get comfortable. That's all.
Connor, thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger, too. Don't make it your last call. 312-332-3776. So speaking of that, someone on this radio station today compared Ryan Pace and Bill Belichick, and more of your quarterback calls. It's all coming up next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Well, there's someone on the radio station who's blind to Ryan Pace and just absolutely loves him. At a couple of appointments this morning, Waddle, over at Lake Forest Hospital.
How'd everything go? Good?
Well, today's just the quick, the blood test work, the blood work.
Yeah.
So if you, like, and
tomorrow's the final,
final
treatment.
Chemo day, right. So, like, a lot of times you can do it all in the same day, but then you have to wait for your meds, and it's boring, and I don't want to. So I do the blood work the day before. So I'm getting into my car after the blood work today. And I, as always, my radio station is stuck on ESPN 1000. They do a great job. The show is clicked instantaneously between Cap and Hoodie. And it's not easy to do, even though they've both been on the radio stations for so long. But they sound like they've been together for so long. And it's really a great show, 7 to 10 every morning right here on ESPN 1000. But Cap will still make you, from time to time, roll your eyes or just want to, you know, ram your head into the steering wheel.
Let's not do that. Let's not hurt ourselves.
I was in the car. Bleck knows the feeling. He's driven that show for a little bit. And I texted you guys immediately. So I caught the end of JD's hit this morning talking about the quarterbacks. And then I heard this.
You guys just have a great rest of your day.
We appreciate it.
Cap, if anyone calls you tonight, if Brian Billick calls you back, if you hear from
Matt,
Bill Polian.
Matt.
If Dan Orlovsky calls you, you hear from Jeff George. Whoever calls you tonight to tell you that they like Trubisky over Foles, please text me and let me know, okay?
I will wake you up. And by the way, I can just promise that all of the negative people in the world, if the Bears had done what the Patriots did this morning, oh, my God, they would be going up there with shotguns for Ryan Pace. The Patriots gave up a second-round pick in October for Mohamed Sanu and released him this morning. If Ryan had done that trying to win, oh, my God, they would have pushed him off the top of the building.
But well, it's Bill Belichick. He admits his mistakes and he moves on.
Whatever.
Well, he also has won how many Super Bowls?
I'm talking about
Cap,
that decision.
I have to do this again. Hang on a second. Cap,
we gotta
6
go.
And 10, 3
we,
and 13.
We got to go.
5 and 11.
Bye, JD. Love you. There he is, Jeff Dickerson.
Listen, if Ryan Pace had 6 Super Bowl rings, he could poop on my front step, and I would build a shrine around it.
He could poop a Sanu on your front step.
I mean,
all right, you know, I don't know why you did that with the second round pick,
but we're gonna ride with you anyway.
We still love you.
Yeah.
Like nobody has it out for Ryan Pace. People just want to win, for God's sakes. Now I'm going to crack.
Yeah, you just did. Like, I heard in your voice, you just cracked.
Like what JD said about the records, it's over and over and over again. Nobody dislikes Mitch personally. Nobody dislikes Ryan Pace personally.
Two wonderful guys.
They want the quarterback to be better, and they want the general manager to be better. That's it. Nobody has it out for either of them. And to compare Ryan Pace
cracked.
With a move that Bill Belichick made is complete asinine.
He's cracked. Cracked.
I mean, that whole show today was a bit off tilt. Did you guys hear Eric Ostrowski go after Cap?
I didn't.
I missed this part.
So they're talking quarterbacks. They're talking through it. They're talking to fans. Everyone's trying to figure out who should start, Foles or Trubisky. And then this happened.
Well, I keep hearing Tom say, and Sylvie, yesterday, Waddle and Sylvie were saying, you gave up a fourth round pick and you paid him a bunch of money, so automatically, that's your guy. And I couldn't disagree with them more vehemently. You gave Mike Glennon $18 million. It was just a price. hey, man, we got to get somebody who knows the system. Chase Daniel is an assistant coach with a clipboard. What? All right, get me Nick Foles. He at least knows my system. I got to have something I can turn to. I don't care what they paid him. That has zero relevance to why he'll play. If they start Nick Foles, it's because they are done with Mitch.
What do you think, Eric?
But when you say what they gave up for Foles is irrelevant,
yes.
The reason you're saying there's, and Jonathan said they're starting Trubisky, is because they don't want to give up on him.
Because
so
they
that's
think
talking
he has
out of both sides of your mouth.
No, they think he has a way higher upside. They used the second overall pick. This guy was
there
the
you
highest.
Go. You just said what they gave up for Foles doesn't matter, but then you brought up what they gave up for Trubisky.
Foles
right away.
Has a way bigger track record of never making it as a starter. Coming off the bench, as Hoodie said, as a relief pitcher.
I hate that mentality, good. By the way.
But that's what
Let's
he is,
start
though.
Trubisky, because if he fails, Foles will be okay coming off the bench. Trubisky won't be. That's a loser-ass mentality. Well, if we suck 3 weeks, then we'll be okay because we'll put Foles in.
See?
I don't get that. Like, that's just asking to set up to
if
lose.
If Foles was that good, he would have already won the job because 99% of our audience thinks Mitch sucks. Well, then how is it close?
Oh, that was
somebody
awesome.
Else? Sounds like the whole station is cracked. Sounds like everybody.
Cracked.
Sounds like everybody's cracked. This is why I said to you, this has been unhealthy for the entire fan base. And by the way, it's a prediction business. So my point has been, I never guaranteed anything. My prediction has been from day one, from the moment they made the trade, you gave up a fourth round pick, you gave him $21 million guaranteed. Listen, you gave Mike Glennon $18 million, and guess what he did? He started. I get it. Mitch was a rookie, but they started him. They gave him $18 million. They weren't going to give him $18 million and put him on the bench. So it does factor in.
You got the quarterback, too, who the coaching staff had all had success with. You also did not pick up the Mitch Trubisky fifth-year option.
I'm not
which
making,
tells you they're done with him to begin with.
I'm not making any guarantees, but going back months ago, those were the dots that I connected. Will it be correct when we finally get the reveal when they're done with all of this clandestine judging of the practices, which I think is crazy? Who knows?
Right,
who knows?
I'm just laughing because poor Eric, he's going to be sent right back to Knights with Abdallah.
Oh, you know, that's the last time he's running the board for that
that's
show.
That's not happening anymore. Yeah. But
Mellor, when you're subbing, yeah, I don't care. I don't care if you're on with Carmen and Yurko. You're doing my board.
Exactly.
I'm not letting Ostrowski go on there and
Sylvie,
swear.
I've been in that spot before, so, you know.
Everybody's, you know what? You guys all said it was, I was just maybe the first one that had had enough. Everybody's had enough. That's why I said name someone and move on.
Did you guys also hear Cap say this? I just want to make sure that everyone hears this. Did you hear him say this morning?
We're going to start Nick.
Let that breathe.
We're going to start Nick.
There's no editing that took place. Cap said that this morning.
We're going to start Nick.
Okay, just get that out there.
Wait,
we're
going to start like, is Nick. Is this like the
no,
Quintana thing?
No, this, there was no editing whatsoever.
We're going to start Nick.
He said that this morning to Jonathan Hood.
We're going to start Nick.
As his prediction or just talking as somebody else?
He just said it on the show.
Is that Cap
We're
out of context?
Start Nick.
That's Cap out of context.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. If for the record, he said it.
We're going to start Nick.
This way he can't be wrong.
Again, I can't believe like we are having
We're
going to
start Nick.
We're all going crazy.
Of angst with a conversation about comparing two
Gentlemen.
Quarterbacks.
We're going to start Nick.
Gentlemen, we have some quarterback news. Gentlemen, we have some quarterback.
A Bears quarterback
we need
news.
A breaking news? Breaking news, Sunder?
You're going to pull the rug
we're
out from
We're
going to
start
us.
Nick.
Quarterback news.
What do you got?
According to Ian Rappaport in his report and from Jim McBride, the Who's Patriots have named
Cam Newton.
We're going to start Nick.
Could have had Cam.
As a surprise to nobody.
Was surprised to nobody.
Cam
they beat the Bears naming.
Wait a second. Time out. Did they not need to go into the dark room and get the whiteboard and the
evaluate
projector
every throw.
Out and write everything down?
No,
and
here's a live look at. So who's the starter? And it's just Belichick going, Cam.
That's it. Right. And that's all you need to do.
Right.
That's it.
Now let's
We're
start getting
start
ready.
Nick.
Mike in Hillside. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mikey.
What's up, boys? It's okay. It's so obvious. First of all, both these quarterbacks are mediocre, but you got to start with Mitch, especially since it's against Detroit, since that's the pretty much the only team he can actually put up good numbers against.
No,
but then
stop
you keep him on a short leash, and the second he falters, then you put in full.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I don't
no.
care. I don't
no.
care.
No.
Like, so you didn't get
thanks, Mike.
You didn't get me, Mike. I don't care. Right now, I don't care.
I feel like I'm yelling at my dog right now. No. You know why? Because if that's your barometer for a starting quarterback because he beats the worst team in the division the last 2 years, then you can get the F out, okay? That's ridiculous.
Somebody is definitely
and what is this? What we're doing? Yeah, the quarterback's a bullpen position now? Oh, when he starts giving up a few runs, that's when we'll start warming up a guy.
By the way, did you guys see Hayward bang that ball off the wall?
Yeah.
Dinger Dollars, I threw my headset on the ground at the break.
You have Hayward? Yeah. Today's been one of those Today's been one of those frustrating Cubs games that I've experienced for the fourth straight year, from 17 to 18 to 19 to 20.
Finally bet on your team.
Yeah. All right, we got to take more of your calls. I know a bunch of people are on hold. Braggs is mad again. 332-3776.
We're going to start Nick.
I've got my top 20 Cubs list.
Oh, boy.
And can we go around the room and can we give our favorite argument the callers have given? Or our least favorite argument, however you want to take this.
Yeah, I'm not participating in
this. No, you got to.
No,
what day?
No.
All right, 332-3776. No. Make us crack on the Bears quarterback situation. And Dan Wiederer at 3. 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by Manscaped. How about 20% off and free shipping right now? Take it from me, Mr. Manscaped. Just use the promo code Chicago at manscaped.com.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Talking about the Bears quarterback situation, you have a chance.
We are? I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you're surprised? Your call's at 332-3776. Dan Wiederer at 3. The Cubs list coming up. Before we get to another call or two, you don't want to participate in your favorite or least favorite argument?
Yeah, I don't really. There is.
My favorite is this. My favorite is, guys, you've got to start Trubisky, because if you start Foles, then you're going to lose Trubisky as the backup. So let me get this straight. You want to start the guy that you feel is so fragile that he'd be lost as the backup, that's the one that you think is mentally tough enough to go out and beat the Packers twice a year, lead you to 13-3 and win the damn Super Bowl?
Yeah, I raged on that last week. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because we're going to lose him as the backup, so we feel he's so mentally strong. Make him the starter.
Somebody's cracked.
Abdallah, do you have one?
It's the Lions game one. It's the Lions game. It's that
okay.
It's that he can start the Lions game and be successful because he's beaten them so much. It's like, okay, great. That's your high watermark.
Black.
Yeah, those are both really good. I'm gonna go off the board and give you the pie in the sky that there's untapped potential, that the potential with Trubisky could be higher, even though through three seasons as a quarterback for your franchise, he has shown us none of that potential. That's one that really gets me, is this idea that he's just got it in there. We just have to find
it. What does he need?
He's got to find it.
Okay. All right. Now,
you want to play?
Yeah, ask me.
Hey Waddle, what do you think?
I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. I really don't care. I mean, I just want the season to begin. I don't care. I don't.
It's also silly.
You lost me when everyone said that the decision hasn't been made yet.
And this is for fans of the Matrix. I can't imagine Trubisky all of a sudden coming out of an offensive meeting going, "I know how to read a defense."
I don't care.
Let's go to Chase on the South Side. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. We're good.
Hey, you guys are really funny. Y'all have been having me laughing this whole time.
Thanks, Chase. We're just having fun.
I know, man. Why y'all always messing with Cap, man? It's so funny how you guys give him a hard time. It's so funny.
Accountability, my man.
Yeah, I know. Sylvia, let you know I'm just keeping in my prayers so I can get better.
Thank you, Chase. I appreciate you.
No problem. Also, I wanted to say, my thing is, Nagy, if he... Because I want to know this. Does he even know, like, I'm understanding that he doesn't have faith in Trubisky. So if he doesn't think that he's the quarterback, or he lost faith in him. And Sylvie, I think you brought this up early in the offseason. You said, why not just trade him? Because why if he doesn't believe in him, then why is he even on the roster? Like, he should even be here then. Like, if you don't believe in him, if you don't trust him, then why is he here? You could just trade him and got something for him.
Well, and you could have, and you could have had a quarterback derby of Cam Newton and Nick Foles.
Exactly. And that's what, and I think that the and I think the reason why there's so much frustration boiling over for so many fans, or y'all, for you guys too, is because it's not even the fact that, you know, we're doing a quarterback and it's a consistent thing. It's just that this is, like you say, we haven't had a quarterback in forever. And I remember listening to that earlier today when I was hearing the reporter early this morning on that show earlier. I was talking about, I did hear him say that he was talking about why the Bears, you know, they record. And this is why fans have been so frustrated, because we're sick of losing. We're tired of this every year. It's the same thing over and over again. Quarterback. And we wouldn't even be in this if they hadn't made a mistake on passing up on Watson and Mahomes. We wouldn't even be in this. So that's all I have to say. But you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Chase. Thanks for having me. Let's get to the top 20 Cubs list.
Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present.
It's a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball. Deep to left. Back. Back.
Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a ready next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Grey Clips salons. The countdown continues with the ninth greatest Cub player of all time.
All right, Waddle, I'm going down memory lane here, way back. Mm. You love Johnny Bench, right?
Oh, my favorites of all time.
Before there was Johnny Bench.
Arguably the greatest catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
Right. Before Johnny Bench, one of the greatest catchers of all time was Gabby Hartnett for the Cubs. He was an MVP. He's a Hall of Famer and a six-time All-Star who also appeared in the World Series. So Gabby Hartnett is number 9 on my list. We're going way back now. He played in the 30s, but he played several years for the Cubs.
He had over a 60 WAR. He fought in two of them, too. And then somehow he starred in the movie The Faculty, where a group of teenagers are trapped in a high school with their teachers who are mysteriously turned into aliens.
What?
Josh Hartnett.
Oh, okay. He had a season, though, actually, where he had 37 home runs and 122 driven in.
Yes.
Well done.
Like I said, I think it was, 1935 he was the MVP. He was also a runner-up for MVP 1937. He played for the Cubs from 1922 to 1940. Those are a lot of years, Waddle.
Does he need his ears boxed for the suggestion of dollar? Is he good?
No, I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, this feels like a good old-timey guy.
Okay, so Gabby Hartnett right there. Caller number 20. You win the $50 gift card right now from Grey Clips. And they're taking all these fantastic measures, especially now during COVID, to get you in, to do things right, to keep things safe. And their app, Waddle, tell us about their app. How great is their app?
Oh, my God. Can you believe how fantastic the app is? I'm a demon right now. I'm a demon. I'm going wherever I need to go. It's great. It's going to be great.
Grey Clips, it's going to be
great. Yeah, I can go wherever I want. All I got to do is get on my app.
So that's what we're up to, number 9 now, and each and every Tuesday and Thursday we'll give away that $50 gift card to Grey Clips. Coming up in 2 short minutes, we talk to Dan Wiederer.